Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
New champion crowned on NXT, an old face turns up on AEW, and we say farewell to Rene Goulet. For Thursday, December the 12th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
Here is your winner!
So that was the moment that Angel Garza got the submission victory and became the NXT Cruiserweight Champion on last night's episode of NXT on USA. A great match between Garza and Lio Rush. These two have been back and forth for the last few weeks on NXT and on 205 Live. I would argue this is the best match that either of them have had against each other since that rivalry began. Do take time to check out the match itself on NXT. If you watch one match this week, I would say it's probably that one. It was phenomenal. Plus a really wonderful moment that happened after the match during the commercial break when Angel Garza proposed to his girlfriend in the center of the ring, becoming a Cruiserweight champion and soon to be a married man as well. It was a good night for Angel Garza at Full Sail University. Also last night, we crowned a new number one contender for the NXT Championship. We'll talk all about that when we do NXT Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today.
Excuse me!
Oh my God! Vicky Guerrero! She's more beautiful than
ever!
Voice the same.
Meanwhile, there was big stories coming out of AEW before Dynamite even went on the air, as former WWE general manager Vicky Guerrero arrives to do commentary on AEW Dark. What an amazing surprise for the crowd in attendance last night. She called just the one match that was taped before AEW Dynamite. She got a monster reaction, according to Dave Meltzer and many others who were at the venue last night in Texas. Vicky Guerrero on commentary. I'm very intrigued to see this. I love how AEW are trying out so many different voices and faces and styles on AEW Dark. Taz was there just recently as well, among a few other people they've put there as well. I'm intrigued to hear how Vicky Guerrero works as a commentator on AEW. And we'll find out when she's on AEW Dark next week. Big episode of AEW Dynamite, and next week's looking pretty big for them as well. Jack the Jobber will be here later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel to break down all the happenings on AEW Graded. And Ross Twiddle will be here as well for a brand new episode of AEW TF Moment. AEW have announced their next pay-per-view as well at the C2E2 Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. They are going to be part of the weekend, Saturday the 29th of February 2020, at the Wintrust Arena in downtown Chicago. We will see AEW Revolution, the fourth pay-per-view from All Elite Wrestling. I like how they're really spacing these guys out. So, like, we're not getting, like, pay-per-views every 3 or 4 weeks. Tickets go on sale on Friday, the 20th of December, from all the usual outlets for it. I'm very, very, very much intrigued to see how AEW will put on a show as part of the Comic Expo. I wonder whether it'll have that similar feel, that similar vibe. We'll see as time goes on, won't we? Former Impact Wrestling star Robbie E, who is now going under his real name Robert Strauss, was teasing a return to wrestling through NXT. Last night he tweeted, "Tonight, Full Sail has got my name written all over it. My eyes are narrowing down what athletes I'm looking to connect with. Some NXT stars need better opportunities, and I am going to make sure that happens. Hashtag the Robert Stone brand." WWE Backstage, despite having CM Punk back on the screen, didn't really do the numbers that I think they were hoping for. A total of 127,000. It is an 8% decline from last week's show, which featured Seth Rollins as special guest. CM Punk didn't... I think the thing is, like, we are now at a point where we're expecting CM Punk to come in and drop pipe bombs every single week. And that's probably not going to be the case at all, is it? I reckon that Backstage will probably sit around this number, sort of 125 to 130,000 every single week. I mean, if it does more than that, that's fantastic. But I reckon that we're kind of finding the average now for WWE Backstage. Raw and SmackDown are ranked in the top 10 of the Nielsen's most social TV shows of 2019. Raw was second place and Friday Night SmackDown was third. SmackDown Live, when it was on the USA Network, came in sixth as well. So I think in terms of, like, social media interaction and such like that, Raw and SmackDown did incredibly well in the eyes of Nielsen people. The Cauliflower Alley Club announced on Wednesday that longtime wrestler Rene Goulet passed away on the 25th of May at the age of 86. Goulet, who began his career in 1957 in his native Quebec, was a major part of the wrestling scene throughout the 60s and the first half of the 70s. He was part of the AWA with Vern Gagne. He also wrestled in San Francisco, Florida for Vincent J. McMahon, what was then known as the WWWF. He, along with Carl Gotch, were part of the second WWWF World Tag Team Champions. They defeated Luke Graham and Tarzan Tyler at Madison Square Garden in December of 1971. Goulet co-won what is today known as the World Tag League for New Japan in 1981, along with Andre the Giant, defeating Antonio Inoki and Tatsumi Fujinami in the finals. Rene Goulet spent his final years as a wrestler with the WWE. He worked alongside various of the younger performers on a lot of the shows, like Bret Hart, Ricky Steamboat, the British Bulldogs. Goulet also, by the way, holds the distinction of being the first man to ever defeat Ric Flair in a match, doing so on December the 13th, 1973. The Nature Boy's second ever bout was a loss to one Rene Goulet. He retired in 86. He worked for Vince McMahon Jr. as a backstage agent. You may have even seen him popping up to stop some fights here and there in sort of the late 80s and early 90s. He all remained with the WWE until 1997. Obviously, it's only just been announced that Rene Goulet passed away. This wasn't public knowledge to us until yesterday. And we send our love to the Goulet family and best wishes to his friends and family as well. Batista's gone to the wild side. He was on Nat Geo's Running Wild with Bear Grylls, where Bear Grylls takes celebrities on journeys into some of the wildest locations around the world, forcing them to push their bodies and minds to the limit to successfully complete the adventure of a lifetime. Dave did quite well.
You ready?
I'm not a huge thrill seeker, so this is a big deal for me.
Ready, set, see ya. Good job. Just look at the face down behind you.
I'm not gonna lie, it was a little terrifying. So I've been afraid a few times in my life, and both of the other times were when I actually had guns pointed at my face. And this time, you know, hanging off the side of a cliff.
And finally, you may have heard by now that Ross Tweddle and myself have dropped the music video to Don't You Forget About Keith. Our song that started as a joke that became a thing, paying homage to NXT's Keith Lee. Well, we shared it online. Keith Lee liked it. I think Beth Phoenix and Full Sail University quite liked it as well.
If there's someone on the cusp, it's Keith Lee. Don't you forget about Keith Lee, Mara.
No way. Lee attended Texas A&M.
When can they see if there's any kind of collusion with leaders as early in this match?
I felt that.
Lee said on Twitter, I have to give my everything.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
What a strange old time. Thank you very much if you were in Full Sail last night and got a Don't You Forget About Keith chant going. You have made this man-child very, very happy once again. Also, Beth Phoenix, thank you. You are now officially my favourite commentator. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. AEW and NXT will be graded on our YouTube channel a little later on today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Keith! Ooh! Keith!
Oh, Keith?
What, Keith? Hey, don't you forget about Keith.
Won't you come see about Keith? I'll be with you, basking in all his glory.
Tell Keith your troubles and doubts. He'll give them a spirit bomb inside and out.
He's a hitman.
Keith Strong, just ask Adam Cole.
He threw him so hard, like he scored a field goal.
Ask Seth. Keith pulled him apart.
I tried to burn it down and Keithy made me shot.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
There Keith stands above me.
Look at him, roaring SmackDown flea.
Reigns keeps falling down.
The big dog!
Will you recognize Keith?
Limitless, shiny jacket.
Reigns keeps falling down. Keith! Ooh! Keith!
Oh my God, Keith, you're so sexy!
Okay!
Hey, Vince, don't try and pretend. It's our feeling Keith will win in the end.
Plus, Keith will file his expenses accurately and professionally.
Keith Lee.
Don't you forget about Keith. He'll be alone.
Except when he's with Dijakovic.
Monsters will tear you apart.
And Mia Yim, who lives in his heart, baby.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
I said it, Keith.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.